The Huffington Post calls it an appalling anti-environmental trend. It's known as rolling coal. These coal rollers are intentionally producing large amounts of diesel exhaust and are spewing black smoke into the air as a form of political protest. We will talk about rolling coal or coal rollers in this half hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, July 8th. We will talk with Michael Kraft, who is a professor emeritus of public and environmental affairs at the University of Wisconsin Green Bay, about this new form of protest, and we'll welcome your reactions. What do you think of this? What's going on? Have you noticed this at all? I have a Facebook friend who commented that there was a pickup truck on the highway, I believe it was in the Green Bay area, spewing dark black smoke, and he didn't know what was going on, but apparently he was behind a coal roller. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Professor Kraft, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for asking me.
So have you, my Facebook friend saw a truck like this in the Green Bay area. Have you seen any of these guys?
I have not. Of course, this is a pretty large metro area, and I don't imagine there are a lot of coal rollers, so people may notice them around the state or in states that are heavily dependent on coal or have an anti-environmental culture of some kind. But I think what's important to keep in mind is this is very much a small-scale and kind of minority of conservatives whose resentment of environmental rules and regulations is so intense that they want to demonstrate it very visually.
Yeah.
Some even talk about doing this when they find a Prius or any other small vehicle behind them just to demonstrate that they don't like the fact that the nation has moved towards smaller and high-mileage vehicles, and some people are proud to be driving those kinds of vehicles when others are want to make sure they have the right, I guess, to drive pickup trucks and large SUVs. And this is very much a minority culture, obviously expressing resentment toward environmental rules and regulations.
Yeah, some have called that smoke Prius repellent.
Prius repellent. Yes, I've heard that. Bumper sticker. You can get bumper stickers that say that. I think what's important to keep in mind is that for about 35 years, we have had polls showing very strong public support for clean air, clean water, environmental rules and regulations, even on the most recent ones. I just saw a poll the other day, for example, and this is on the President Obama's and the EPA's proposed new rules for climate change, which will limit emissions from existing coal-fired power plants. And this is a Wall Street Journal poll just released that showed 2/3 of Americans support the federal rule. And some of them strongly support it. Something like 37% strongly support it, and about 30% somewhat support it. And those who are strongly opposed, well, it's about 20%. So for every rule that has overwhelming public support, we can always find 5%, 10%, 20% of people who don't like it, who think it will hurt the economy, hurt jobs, impose restrictions on them or their businesses. And that's a subculture that we've had for a long time, but it's always been a fairly small number, and I believe it still is. So I wouldn't make too much, I guess, of this. And I would also say, most environmental regulations not only are broadly endorsed by the public, but they save lives by improving health. Diesel exhaust is one of the most dangerous pollutants we have, and so blowing more diesel exhaust into the air around the country is not something I think most people want to see. But it's understandable that some people think the EPA or the DNR is imposing excessively on their free choice, and there's not much they can do about it except demonstrate personally, and I think that's what you're seeing here. It's mm-hmm. also, by the way, illegal. At least one article I saw yesterday, the EPA has said it's clearly illegal under existing law to bypass, defeat, or render inoperative any emission control device. So I think people have known that for a long time. You cannot disconnect the emission control devices on your vehicle without violating the law.
Yeah, we had a question, Dale, on Facebook wondering, can these coal rollers be ticketed for this?
I would think the answer is yes. Now, whether they will be stopped, I guess, depends on whether local police forces have other things they consider a higher priority. But a car that's intentionally polluting like that would be violating both state and federal law. As always the case, it's a matter of whether police care to stop a vehicle. I guess I would say if they're going to stop a vehicle for having a taillight that's out or a license plate light that's not operating or a dated registration on their car, then why not also stop it for this, particularly if it's in a downtown area where it could affect lots of people. And that's something that's up to the police forces of the state.
Yeah, apparently these coal roller kits have been around for some time, and in fact are available through, a Slate article said you could get them in from a Waukesha company.
Well, and I'm not surprised that that's the case. Again, depending on how they do it, if they actually alter the emission control components of a vehicle, it would be illegal. I suppose there's a way of doing it that, as I understand it, what you do is alter the emission control chip in a car so that if you accelerate then and use more fuel in the car than the car or truck can effectively use, you create this diesel exhaust. And maybe there's a way of doing that that's not illegal. And again, it's just a way of demonstrating. That's no different than people putting flags on their car or people showing up at public places with guns because they want to demonstrate that they feel strongly about their right to carry a gun, even in public places. It's a small minority, but an interesting commentary, I think, on the fact that all the modern rules and regulations we have on safety and food protection and the environment, as much as the majority of people support those standards and rules, there are always some who resent them because they believe they are an excessive restriction on their personal choices. And I think given the rise of conservatism in the country in many other respects, this is not surprising. I'm also seeing a number of the coal rollers who are quoted in these news articles saying this is really their way of protesting against President Obama. Mm-hmm. And some of this is a I don't like Obama kind of protest, not just an abstract environmental rules and regulations protest. And as I've seen around the country, there are people who, I suppose it wouldn't be incorrect to say they really hate the president. They despise him. They will do anything they can to demonstrate that. And this is just one of the newer ways that has emerged for people to express that kind of dislike.
Right. And we did have a listener post this on our Facebook page originally to suggest that it would be an interesting topic to talk about, and we are. And I started noticing all these other articles on it. I mean, is this something that I don't know? Are we making too much out of it by even talking about it? It's such a small minority.
Well,
of people.
I guess my initial reaction when I received the call was this is new to me, and as the more I read about it, I thought this is not that important a phenomenon, except as it reflects, as I noted, this 5, 10, or 20%, depending on the issue, of people who feel strongly in a negative way about new regulations. So, for example, the new regulation has received a lot of press in the last couple of months. This is the EPA's proposal to regulate existing power plants to limit their carbon output as a concern for dealing with climate change. And as much as 2/3 of the public supports it, it's always interesting to see that if you look at somewhat opposed or strongly opposed, that's about close to 30% of the public is against it, and some obviously feeling strongly opposed. Actually, the poll I'm looking at from the Wall Street Journal shows there are more people who are strongly opposed than somewhat opposed. So to me, I've read hundreds and hundreds of polls like this. To me, that signals that a lot of this is driven by a kind of gut reaction against the EPA and the president. If the president says we ought to do it, then by nature I'm opposed.
Yeah,
and it's similar to people who resent being told that to improve their diet, they ought to stop smoking, they ought to lose weight, they ought to turn off the lights that are not in use and save water and so on. There's some people that just don't like being told to do that.
We are talking with Michael Kraft, a professor emeritus of public and environmental affairs at UW Green Bay. Talking about this form of protest called coal rollers or rolling coal. This is when diesel pickup truck owners modify their vehicles with smokestacks and equipment to force extra fuel into their engines, and then they blow heavy plumes of black smoke out of the smokestacks. And we're talking about why in the world someone would want to do this and whether this is a big deal or not, and welcoming your reactions and your questions. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Some of this is a protest to the EPA's crackdown on emissions. Some of it is considered a protest against President Obama's various environmental initiatives or climate change initiatives. Some of these protesters, just anti-environmental in general, saying that this black smoke is a Prius repellent. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking in this half hour about coal rollers, and our guest professor is weighing in on this spectacle known as, or this form of protest known as coal rolling, trucks spewing heavy plumes of black smoke in an anti-environmental statement. What do you think of this statement? Anybody listening who thinks this is a good idea, who maybe has modified your truck to do this? Tell us why. Looks like most of our callers are appalled. Let's go to Frank in Fort Atkinson. Hello, Frank.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, we can hardly hear you, Frank. Can you talk right into the receiver?
Okay, how's that?
Good.
Better.
Okay, yesterday I'm driving my convertible. I was behind this truck at a stoplight, and the guy accelerates, covers my car with black smoke when I got the roof down. I just think it's unsafe. It's a nuisance. And I don't see it as a form of protest more than any different than cherry bomb mufflers were when we were younger. People just want to create, you know, make noise, make a scene. I just find it appalling and just uncalled for.
Yeah. Sorry that you had to experience that, Frank. Sounds pretty unpleasant. But, yeah. I mean, he thinks it's just, I don't know, well, boys will be boys kind of thing.
Well, I think it's the fact that you're forced to breathe the diesel exhaust or your car gets covered with it. I think this would be a pretty typical reaction we would see, which is most people would find it hard to believe. You mean you're doing this intentionally? It's not just that your engine is malfunctioning.
Yeah.
We're all used, I think, over the years to seeing diesel trucks, particularly older ones. As they accelerate, they do produce some visible smoke, which is not the case with modern vehicles that are tuned. But to do it intentionally and to even escalate the level, I think most people would just find that very hard to believe. There are many ways you can protest, of course, without necessarily polluting the air and causing other people to have to breathe your protest suit.
Right. Dana in Toma has a clarification on the legality of this. Hi, Dana.
Oh, I'm familiar with the diesel pickups that have the aftermarket parts on it. I don't have one, but I've been around the environment enough. Basically, what they are is that they're performance parts they can put on these vehicles where ever since man created the automobile, there's been somebody who's tried to make it go faster. And that's basically what these are. These they're computer chips that they can add basically up to like 120 horse they can add to it to make it perform. But there's a disclaimer on the there's a disclaimer whenever anybody buys any of this. It avoids the automobile warranty and avoids the and there's a disclaimer that says that it's illegal to use for highway use. So these people knowingly are violating the law, but there is you know, it depends on the police department to enforce it. So there are already laws against it.
Yeah, so they do this to supposedly they're violating the law if they're on the highway, but they do this because maybe they're in some sort of like off-road big truck shows or something like that.
I
was asking Dana since he said he's been around this.
Basically, what it is that they put these on them to make them go faster, make them accelerate faster, make them have more power. Just like the muscle car era, it's almost in some ways the modern muscle car era that was in the late 60s, early 70s, where people would buy, say, a Ford Mustang, and then they would put aftermarket parts on it to make it go faster for the drag racing. And that here, I think, is in some ways the modern-day drag racing.
I get it, Dana. I suppose you do too, Michael Kraft.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I think Dana made a really excellent point that people have to understand that there always are aftermarket companies that sell devices that can alter the way your car performs or truck performs. First, in many cases, this will void the new car warranty, the new vehicle warranty, so people ought to be aware of that. That's going to wind up costing them dearly. And secondly, it's illegal, depending on how it's done, it may well be illegal to alter the device if you are using it in a on the road within the city. Many of these products are sold with the understanding they're used only on your own property or off-road or on a racetrack. But when you drive on city streets or state highways and do it, then you are violating the law. And as I noted earlier, the EPA says this is clearly, the cold rolling is clearly illegal under the Clean Air Act. Moreover, people are violating the warranty on their own vehicle and may find then if they go in for warranty repairs, and it's obvious that they have modified the system, they may suffer thousands of dollars in loss by protesting in this particular way.
Yeah. Andy on Facebook says, doesn't this reflect the Republican attitude on global warming? And he goes on to say, if liberals are for it, they're against it. It's rank tribalism. Is this an anti-climate change initiative?
Yeah, climate change has become kind of symbolic of other environmental rules and regulations, so I think, yes, I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
It's another way of protesting against climate change, environmental rules and regulations, the EPA itself, the president, and it's coming primarily from those, I guess we can call political conservatives, who also happen to resent the particular rules as they apply to trucks or SUVs. I guess we're talking mainly about pickup trucks
mm-hmm.
here. And it reflects the same kind of thinking on the part of those who oppose these new rules and regulations. As I said, the overwhelming majority of people favor clean air and clean water and climate change rules, but there's a strong minority of roughly 25% to 30%, and we're talking about a subpart of that portion of the public that really, really resents these rules and regulations.
Yeah. We'll let you get a quick drink as we remind listeners. We are talking with Michael Kraft, a professor emeritus of public and environmental affairs at UW Green Bay, talking with him about this. It's not a new trend. Coal rolling has been around for a while, but it's taken on, at least in some circles, an anti-environmentalist a flavor, I guess, and some are using it to protest environmental rules. Let's go to Jim in Beaver Dam. Hi, Jim.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I moved up from the South about 4 years ago, and they've been doing this. We called it smoking then, but they've been doing this for about at least a decade now. When it started, it was more of a way for people to kind of show their individuality of their truck, much like you would see like a Honda Civic with a big wing on the back of it. I don't think it's necessarily a political statement. It may be for some, but I don't think it is for all. When I moved up here, some police officers were starting to write tickets for people that were doing it to, like, the gentleman in the convertible, where they would intentionally do it to obstruct somebody's view.
Yeah, I guess maybe it was the signs of Prius repellent that started getting people to say, hey, this is a protest, not just, muscle cars.
Well, I think Jim's right. Particularly in the South, I guess there's a long tradition of this, and maybe for many people it's not a political protest. The news articles I've seen in the past day or so do indicate that for some part of the truck owners who modify their trucks in this way. It is a political statement, but I think Jim's right. It probably is not for many people who just see this as an individual statement, and they kind of like being able to do that when it's done directly to irritate somebody behind you. One article said the trucker did it because he was being closely followed by a Prius, and this was a way of demonstrating resentment. And I guess whether we call it overtly political or just having some political overtones is a matter of judgment.
Yeah, we have just a minute before we're done. So do you just see this as a puff of smoke or something more?
I guess I'm hoping this is not a national trend and we're going to see more of it. As I said, there's always been a minority, a very small minority, historically about 4% of the public, that strongly resented environmental rules and regulations. And I think in recent years, particularly with the popularity of the president dropping, there may be a more sizable percentage among conservatives who, if they don't do this themselves, at least would applaud it as a demonstration of individual choice and a reaction against government rules and regulations. I certainly hope it remains a very small minority. If people object to public policies and rules or regulations, there are other ways they can try to change those to make them better for the country than to pollute the air or damage the water. So I hope it's not a trend that takes off.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
Michael Kraft, Professor Emeritus of Public and Environmental Affairs at UW Green Bay.